Hello, everybody. Today is a new episode of the Future Hour. Today, we're so lucky to have Jesus Perez Sanchez, one of the original founder of Curto Plaza. Now we're here in Madrid. And thank you so much for taking the time, Jesus.
Thank you for inviting me to your podcast.
Yes, absolutely. And today, they're having this open house at their co-working space. It's super nice. And everybody here have super good energy, have so many good conversations. And so today, I want to have Jesus here ask you just a few quick questions, really quick, for all the people in the American speaking world get to know more about you and Curto Plaza as well. So tell us why and maybe a little bit background story about you starting with Curto Plaza.
Yes, I think we are in a very digital world, and yeah. With COVID, I think that has even accelerated. But I think places and even events,
yeah,
I think play an important role. Sometimes you meet with people that you really don't plan to meet.
Right.
So I think like in the old days, like you see London, they have like the city that is like not too, it's a very, very concentrated place in London for financials. I think places where it's easy to access and where people is going to lead, to work with the same sector,
right,
generates that kind of unplanned meets or unplanned people.
Yeah. It's like the spark of ideas and creativity, right?
Yes.
Like, yeah.
Like and that. Sometimes you meet people that you probably don't plan, or even it will be very difficult. So I think that kind of events, I think, are very efficient. Inefficient way,
right,
to really know people. It's like an event to get energy, and I think that could have to be part of your life. I know that you right now you don't need a place to work, but you need some kind of excuses or some kind of places or events to meet people back, because
absolutely,
I think that makes things more efficient.
Yes,
because you cannot meet anything in internet and plan. It's way more difficult.
Yes, yes.
So that's the thing. I think working with a lot of companies here, with a lot of people,
right,
I think you learn all the day from people.
Right.
And I think what for me is very important is the ecosystems.
Yeah.
So we have tried with the space to put a place in Madrid and for the Spanish community,
right,
to have a place where you can really meet with people and try to accelerate and to really create this community, because we are going to go farther if we are a group, and we really, and I love really the community of Ethereum. Like we are going to be in Paris next month, I think it's 20th of July.
Okay, okay.
And I really need this kind of events.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have the same the same sensation that I need sometimes to meet with international people, to be in a energetic.
Right. It's just super fresh. It's like it's like when you walk into those conferences, which by the way, that's what I used to do in LA with Blockchain Beach and LA Blockchain Week and our partners. It's like, you just feel so much excitement. It's like, although maybe 9 o'clock in the morning or 10 o'clock in the morning, or you just took a plane to get there, but just excited, almost like when you're a kid, you're going on to a school trip. You're super excited. You know that you are going to have fun with these people, but you don't know what exactly is going to happen, right? But the environment of the Ethereum and the cryptocurrency, the people who love these are the opportunity for all of us have the common ground. We all believe in like the similar things, right? So it's that kind of consensus. Absolutely wonderful. And along that line, I actually have a question for you, which is tourism into, you know, the blockchain and cryptocurrency industry.
I am a computer engineer.
Ah, okay.
And I really have been working in computer engineering, internet, in the kind of development for 10 years.
Okay.
After that, I work in economic, in a bank.
Okay, okay.
So I really have been working in innovation in finance for all my life.
Okay.
It's like could be my two pillars of
absolutely
of my background. So I really was in the last 15 years, I become an investor,
okay,
and venture VC.
Yeah.
I become investing in fintech.
Yeah.
It was like, was the
15 years ago was like 2005, 2006.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It was my first investment in fintech.
Yeah. Yeah.
And after that, I think 2013, we invest in a in a Bitcoin company.
Yeah.
That
You personally?
No, or our venture, our fintech like, venture.
Okay, cool.
We invested in the first company that was created, the capital that they used to create the company was in Bitcoin. Was the first company in the world that you don't put euros or dollars.
Yeah,
you
put absolutely.
Bitcoins.
Wow.
And we create the company. And it was really very, very funny because it was a challenge for the regulators, for that things to create a company with the capital in Bitcoins.
Yeah.
So it was really, really, I think it was the really first company in the world that made that.
What's the name of the company?
CoinFin.
CoinFin.
CoinFin. Like a fin. Coin.
Okay. Like a fin, CoinFin. Okay.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Very nice. That was my first approach. I really didn't understand anything. I invest because it was but I didn't understand the profound change that Bitcoin implies.
Right.
But in 2017, I become to understand a little bit what is going on.
Yeah.
And in that moment, I leave fintech investment and I focus on crypto investment.
Okay. Cool. Once you figured out, you're like, bye-bye fintech, now all in on the crypto, right?
Yes, and from 2017, I decided to leave fintech investments.
Right.
Because we were in Spain we have fintech ventures, that was venture capital that invest in more fintech companies in Spain.
Yes.
To invest in 15.
Yeah.
But in this year, I decided to quit.
Yeah.
Not to invest in any other fintech.
Yeah.
And we invest in what I call in that moment, the new fintechs. It was like fintech X when DeFi was not invented.
Yeah, before DeFi, I was like fintech X.
Fintech X. And after that, it was really funny because it was discussing open finance, DeFi. In the moment the term was born, and the people was discussing.
You could be the person who coined DeFi, right? Essentially, or if DeFi wasn't a thing, maybe who knows? Maybe the world would be using fintech X.
Yeah,
who knows? Huh? Who knows?
And people in that moment, it was really there was two group. It was people who was no open finance.
But finally, I remember that.
I remember people really focus on decentralized.
Yeah,
that was like the big change.
Yeah.
And that why decentralized finally won. And when I was the in that moment I become ambassador of MakerDAO.
So you know Maria very well. Hi Maria.
Hello. Really great. I learned a lot from Maria. And in that moment when I was the first probably protocol that creates the DeFi was MakerDAO. And was amazing what happened next. But I really, before that, I understand that finance, fintech was like another, a traditional. And I really, when I, in that moment, I realized that the fintech works was behaving like the banks. So the fintech was the old banks because they didn't understand crypto and they were behaving like the banks with fintech.
Yes.
And I say, people, you are criticizing banks, but you are behaving the same way banks behave with the new innovation. Mm-hmm. And I think the fintech environment was, even today, I think is not so related with crypto.
It could be maybe have some similarities, but still compared to, I think, which this might slightly lead to our like next topic, which is what something biology said, right? Which is like, it's like maybe building upon the existing system to make them 50% or 20% better, it not necessarily means it's a new thing, right? Maybe, for example, you know, the libertarian, they will say that no government. But I will say, you know, the people who believe in crypto or people who believe in blockchain, they will say using technology, we'll have the new government. Or in this case, we'll have the new finance, or we'll have the new, which is new or slash decentralized finance, right? We can just, it's not enough just saying that, oh, these are problems, but it's the best way to be like, these are the problems and these are the solution and this is how we're going to do with this new thing. So I think that is absolutely super fascinating. And
about Balaji, you think in the first time I was really impressed by like the new monetary asset.
Yes.
But right now I think it's even more broad.
Yeah.
I think in the first moment I understand that Bitcoin could be like a new kind of monetary asset that will for sure have a lot of we are created a new like a new kind of money. But right now,
which years was this when you first understand that we are creating this new kind of money? Could you roughly pinpoint the time? Roughly which year?
I think it was in 2017.
There
was two things for me. It was that first of all is understanding this new kind of money,
right?
And the other thing is understanding that you can really funding companies with this new kind of money globally, because Ethereum was the first company that was founded globally. And when I see that as a VC, I understand. Oh,
you understand right away,
the
right?
The best way to fund companies.
That's so interesting. Especially 2017 with ICO boom, like whatever going on in the over the world, right?
Yes, and Ethereum was founded before.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Even before 2017, I understand that Ethereum was founded but for Bitcoiners.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a new kind of funding. I think, okay, that's as a funding way.
Yeah.
You don't need to stay in Silicon Valley, London.
Yes, yes.
You can create a company, I know, in Europe.
In
Sweden or in Asia, wherever you want. They will. You don't have the friction of the traditional VC that have to be the company.
In one place in Silicon Valley or...
In a regulatory environment that force you to... So that's when I see that companies that were really being invested more in really, really in a more, with more capital than the traditional fund.
Yeah,
and I
see,
okay, if these companies are better funded, probably will have more resources and they will do better.
Absolutely. Maybe you remember like something biology mentioned, right? Every time when there's an innovation, the innovation usually 10x or maybe 100x of the results that is prior with the last generation of the technology has. Maybe he mentioned something like with crowdfunding, whether with GoFundMe or maybe whatever other Spanish platform. Maybe at that time in 2017 or before was maybe... 500,000, 1,000,000, or at top a few million crowdfunding, but I think that's a lot, right? A few million, right? But then when you come with ICO, the biggest was, you know, I think we all know, I'm not going to mention the name here, but it was 4 billion in 2017, right? And that was a 10x or maybe 100x. And I now when you say that you came from this VC standpoint, you understand it right away, right? I can only imagine like that kind of like realization was like, oh my God, this thing is huge.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was, I understand how we can fund a company globally. And it was But for me, in that moment, I didn't understand really what really was really the biggest innovation of crypto.
Right.
That is what Balaji said. That is, for me right now, I understand that this is even broader than, than that.
Yeah.
Is coordination.
Yes. It's like collectively. Yeah, you mentioned earlier, like collectively we are doing something.
Yes, it's coordination, how we coordinate to do companies, how to coordinate to do a lot of things, even for government, for rules. So I think we have really, one of for my video, the biggest advantage is that with this kind of infrastructure, we can coordinate better. And that is like Homo Sapiens, the book, that they are talking about how we can coordinate, how we can evolve as a society.
Yeah, we have tribe, and then we have, you know, we have rules, we have fire, we
democracy,
have
democracy.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like Roman, like the Greek, they have the standard, and that's how I literally watched this documentary yesterday, how Roman people, they paved the road, and the road was, I don't know, like 200 kilometers long were something insane from literally the middle of Italy until all the way to the coast. And the whole road was literally the equally wide, and they used as like so long at that time, and they built it with the same standard because the consensus have really helped us to putting greater things and make greater outcomes. And now with the consensus of this technology, and we also learn how to do business or collaborate with each other in a new way, right? And
we, I think, yes, creating a new nation.
That's where the network stays comes in. Biology, you know. Oh my god, you're gonna love this.
I really believe in that.
Yeah.
I think you are entering in a global nation, a global market,
right?
With some kind of values, absolutely, that you have, yeah, to share. I think the nation of Bitcoin is different from the nation of Ethereum.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are going to be nations competing,
right,
and you have to be what values resonate more with you.
Yes.
But I think we are right now in a bigger country than China, a bigger country than the United States.
Yeah,
we are
absolutely.
In a global,
a
global nation that have some level of activity.
Absolutely.
That is all the activity that happens in this kind of smart contract.
Yeah.
That in some way the money or the money is accruing some value because
absolutely.
The fees is like the taxes in some way.
Yeah.
And we are really now exploring how we can really create a nation,
right?
The most efficient nation.
Yeah,
that anyone for any part of the global can really onboard.
Yeah, absolutely. that's genius. Yeah. Very excited. Did you check out 1792 or I forgot exactly the name? The website Biology has. Have you seen it?
No.
It's like he wrote his articles there, and this is leads into the network state, right? So he will give out tasks and then he'll say, you know, for example, write a review about this or make a video about this, and then, you know, and then they're gonna pick maybe 100 people, they submit their work, and they're gonna pick the top 10 and they're gonna reward them with crypto, right? So it's like, so is this kind of like decentralized way of working and rewarding other people? And then over and over again, right? So he have this, every time when he create a task, there's a bunch of people who are somewhat talented, who are somewhat believing the same thing, who you kind of already know that people who are in the crypto space and they have a crypto wallet to get paid and they listen to Biology and then they also sign up his website, right? So you kind of have this idea about what kind of content they will create, and you know, you imagine you do that over and over again, right? Kind of you essentially you create this this like workforce, you know, and which is the labor, which is the foundation of any state, of any network, right? And
I think Quito Plaza is like a small nation.
Yeah. That's what I want to ask you. Like, with a network state and a startup city concept, right? When you are building Crypto Plaza, what ideas do you have in mind? Or what is your like future prediction for Crypto Plaza, you know, 10, 20 years, whatever?
First of all, it's like a working space. But right now, bueno, Marcela is really in charge of all the strategy of Crypto Plaza. But I really think that Crypto Plaza could be like a small country.
Right.
People can really collaborate, add value, and people who work here, we can really distribute the value that is created
right
for the company to all the people who really, really stay part of the company, the country or this small country, and really add value. So I think I would like that all the people can really help, and the exit or the succeed of some company could really implies the succeed of all the people.
Yeah,
and can really work like a community. So I think we are going to launch probably in the future a token,
mm-hmm,
because that's the way to can really attribute or distribute.
Yeah. Also, so one something a checklist when you are starting a state, and the currency is just one of the things. You're going to have the land, you're going to have the currency, you're going to have the people, right? Of course.
And I think that can really leverage the coordination in the community.
Right.
People
to
be incentivized to work, to collaborate, to do things, to create value.
Absolutely.
And I think Bankless has another DAO.
Right.
I think DAO are really
very interesting, right?
Very interesting experiments about coordination.
Yes.
And about sharing.
Like make things more efficient so that we eliminate perfectly with technology, eliminate the possibility of error of humans.
Also to distribute, to share value. Because in some way we have auto community of open source,
but
they don't really organize in a economic way.
Yes.
And I think it's important really to understand the economics.
Right.
Because that's what generates resources.
Yes.
And got to really do things would be get. It would be difficult to understand Bitcoin or Ethereum without understanding
yes.
the value of Ethereum and the value of Bitcoin.
Yes, absolutely. So amazing, Jesus. Final last two questions, you know, for you and for the audience, and I'm sure you're gonna love this these two questions. What is your favorite book that you recommend, you know, the audience and the younger generation to read? It could be anything. It could be even a recipe book, or it could be about DeFi or blockchain, whatever. Besides Homo Sapiens, which we just talked about.
Yes, you know, I think Homo Sapiens is a familiar lecture.
Right.
I think the Bitcoin Standard, I think, is
yeah
a really
Bitcoin Standard.
Bitcoin
right?
Standard.
Yeah, it's a good
lecture to understand economics.
Yeah.
How what is money? I think it's a very good topic.
Yeah.
I think Balaji talks, I think, are really, really...
talks, yeah.
Andreas Antonopoulos.
Yes.
It's also really easy way to understand right. what is really important.
Yeah.
And I will see Bankless.
Bankless?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's another podcast that is really, really fundamental exploring these kind of things.
Absolutely.
So that will be my recommendation. Well, there is another books. The sovereign individual, there are other.
Some individual, right? I think Jordan Peterson maybe also mentioned that as well, or biology definitely as well.
Yes, there are other books that are in this kind of thing. But I think it's very, very interesting to really understand why coordination is so important and why money is a tool.
Yeah.
That really
right.
helps to coordinate better.
Yeah, absolutely. And also the understanding of this kind of like in from a bigger perspective of all different layers of how different things works, right? And last question would be, you know, let's say if I only have like 1 or 2 hours more to interview or talk with other project, what are maybe a few, the project you have here that I must talk to, you know?
Or have here out of very, very amazing project.
I know.
I think, Ethic Hub.
Yeah.
I think it's a project that is really trying to create like a...
With their coffee here, right? That's
yes,
them, right?
With the coffee, yes.
Can I check it out?
Yes.
It's amazing.
So it's how can really this kind of infrastructure can really change the life and out of people. So
right.
Because here in Europe, we don't have any interest from our money.
Right.
And people is in other part of the world really without of intention of doing good things and tools.
Right.
And they even are paying out of high interest rates. So we
Absolutely.
Have to understand where the money is most useful.
Yeah.
And this project, I think, addressed that.
Absolutely.
And other projects, I think that I will... Aragon is a DAO. Aragon is a Spanish...
Aragon are here.
Aragon are Madridians, are from Madrid.
Okay.
We have contact with them.
I know about them. Yeah.
So I think it's a really, really interesting project. But there are a lot of projects like, I don't know, Together Bank, Bitnovo.
Okay.
It's really...
Yeah.
I don't see... It's too much people doing amazing things that
Absolutely.
For me is difficult to recommend
right.
in our community.
Yeah.
People,
yeah.
but
Amazing. Well... Everybody, make sure you check out Crypto Plaza, their Instagram, their Twitter, their YouTube channel. They have amazing content, especially those Spanish-speaking people. Definitely their content is absolutely amazing. Or if you want to challenge yourself, like myself, to get to know more, practice Spanish at the same time, understand more about the crypto space. So thank you so much, Jesus.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
really
absolutely.
Happy to see you. And
absolutely.
I will follow you, all your podcast. Really, really amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Congrats.
Yeah, let's do it again. Yes.